y'all on board here. And Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert, joins us right now. And Jay, I know the Dow has gone back up again. Is this going to continue, or are we going to see another dive?
Well, it's not going to continue, at least this morning, Jack. It's you're right. The market's been up, what, 15% in 2 weeks, 29% in 3 weeks. We had a really good day on Friday, but it's not likely to continue because the surplus in oil is causing U.S. crude to drop and drop big this morning. In fact, it's at a price, it's even hard to imagine this because it would be at a 20-year low, $13.55 a barrel. It's down more than 26% this morning alone.
Wow.
Now, we had a similar day like this on Monday, March 16th, and that was a real rough day for trading for any of the oil-related securities, and it would appear that we have another rough session for that sector again as well today, because again, as everything's just throttled back from the travel industry to so many other things, with you know people not driving and for business and leisure and all those other things, you just have a surplus that's unprecedented. And when you see, I think I've seen twice in 25 years of watching the market this kind of oil movement in pre-market, and it really kind of sets up not only for the day but for the week as well. So it's going to be interesting to see which way things shake out. But, yeah, seeing oil down, crude oil down 26% in pre-market, it's hard to see.
Yeah, I was talking earlier about yesterday, the place here, I saw it for $1.53 a gallon, which is incredible.
Yep, a couple places in Ohio have been at $1.17, $1.19.
Wow.
And of course, you know, from a consumer standpoint, that's good, but it really is reflective of the fact that the demand just isn't there. And as a result, it's causing a lot of things to happen. And of course, as we know, when oil falls back, it brings with it a lot of industries as well that are connected. And normally that does not bode well for the market itself. And that's one of the other reasons this morning, as we check the pre-market numbers, we're down about 400 points on the Dow this morning, which is just over 1.5%. So it's not a huge drop, but it's a significant drop. And of course, if the oil prices continue to drop, it'll continue to bring the market right down with it.
Hey, I want you to explain a statement here on an advance you gave us. The Fed has been under fire this year by President Trump, but Fed Chair Powell may have helped save his reelection bid in November.
You know,
explain
Jack, one of the many ironies of this crisis involves the relationship between the president and Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The president, as we know, has frequently expressed his disappointment with Chairman Powell for not doing enough to help the economy, you know, from, you know, months ago to weeks ago. But during this crisis, the Fed chair has unleashed a variety of measures to help increase the flow of needed capital into the markets and businesses, both large and small. Now, some of these moves have been incredibly unconventional. Now, Fed Powell does not come from like an economic training background. He comes from a business background where he understands the kind of the inner workings of business, the economy. So he has a slightly different perspective than, you know, the Fed chairs we've had for the last 30 some years. But some of these unconventional moves could actually speed up the economic recovery. And think about this, that could help the president's reelection efforts if this economy is again surging or moving up significantly by November, because some of the things that the Fed's done in the past where they've simply just done quantitative easing and backed off or lowering the interest rates and backing off has been something that they've kept in place for sometimes years at a time so that they don't do too much. Not this time around. I mean, they are coming up with all kinds of different things to try to help the economy and to remind investors this is not a balance sheet issue. It's a crisis-driven event. And that type of approach by the Fed could be something that aids the president a great, great deal. And wouldn't that be something if Fed Chair Powell and all his movements, even though I'm sure it's not designed to help the president, it's helped to assist the economy.
Yeah, helping the country. That's what's key. And Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert at daytradefun.com. We'll talk to you later.
Always look forward to you guys. Be safe. Thanks.
All right, it's 6:47 on AM Tampa Bay. We go to the newsroom and Chris Trinkman.
There are hundreds of new coronavirus.